Vermont Republican Governor Phil Scott will be sworn into his second term next week. His first term was sometimes turbulent as the legislature locked horns over the budget and overrode his budget vetoes. He also received praise and reproach for signing the first significant gun restrictions in the state. But in November, voters overwhelmingly sent him to a second term in Montpelier. In this first of a two-part conversation, Governor Scott says he feels he had a number of accomplishments during his first term.
I think the new taxes or fees in the general fund was something that I'm very proud of. Took a lot of work, a lot of cooperation amongst many. But I think that signaled to Vermonters that we understand the burden that they're facing. And that we could do things differently, and that we could live within our means without raising taxes and fees. So in doing so, we avoided projected $70 million worth of property tax rate increases. We also lowered income tax rates and saved Vermonters about $30 million. And then we were able to eliminate the tax on Social Security for low and middle income Vermonters. And so that provided relief to them as well. So that and doing some other things with workers' compensation rates and unemployment insurance rates and so forth, I think we did some good work. And I know that many times what people hear on the news or read in the papers and so forth is negative. But I think we accomplished a lot when you think about the thing in its aggregate.
Well, Governor, your mantra has been restricting any new taxes and fees and making the state more affordable. But during some of the debates during your campaign for your second term, you did seem to waver a little bit. How great is the challenge, and might there be a change in that no new taxes and fees?
Well, I just didn't want to promise anything. You know, I feel as though we as elected officials have to follow through on what we promise. And in the first 2 years, I thought we needed a correction. I've truly felt that we could live within our means. And I still believe that the raise and taxes or fees is a last resort. But fees naturally increase with the cost of living. And we were able, typically every single year, every agency goes through and takes a look at their fees and the cost of living increases, and they adjust their fees accordingly. So we didn't do that for 2 years, and that's done every year. So I didn't want to promise that we weren't going to do that and then not be able to follow through. Now, again, raising taxes is a last resort and should be looked upon on that as so. As well with fees, it's a high bar from my standpoint. You know, I'm challenging our cabinet secretaries and agencies to really take a look and see what is really absolutely necessary. So I want to continue to do what we can to live within our means, because what we proved, again, over the last 2 years, didn't raise a single tax or fee for the general fund, and we were able to lower the cost of living on many Vermonters or keep it in check. And at the same time, because the economy is heated up, we had a surplus. For the last year, for the first time in over a decade, we had a surplus. Typically, there's always a hole in the budget, and then you're challenged to go in and make cuts. Well, we didn't have to do that this past year as a result of the actions we took, making the investments in the right areas, pro-growth investments and policies to try and, you know, grow the economy rather than just burden it with more taxes. So when we did that, we had more money on the bottom line. And going into this year, the good news is that I see that we have more money coming in than we anticipated. That's good news. But the other side of the coin is that we also have unfunded liabilities, pension liabilities, and the payment that's due. And this is back, you know, it's hard to explain all of this, but for many, many years, lawmakers and administrations didn't pay enough attention, didn't pay enough into the pensions, and almost turned a blind eye to that. Well, they started to accumulate and really started to be an issue. Governor Douglas took this on when he was in office, and in 2007, 2008, they set Vermont on a path to paying off those obligations. Think of it as taking out a mortgage to pay off the debt that's due. Well, That debt is going to be, by the time it's finished, over a 30-year period. They took out almost like a, think of it as a 30-year note. By 2038, that unfunded liability would be paid off. Well, the obligation is this year of about $165 million, which is up about $30 million over last year. So we may have $40 million more this year than we anticipated, but the unfunded pension liability, the payment that's due, is going to be $30 million more than last year, as well as there being salary increases and reclassifications. It's going to be another $15 million. The AHS, Agency of Human Services, caseloads are going to be up about $10 or $15 million. And the debt service is up. Payment on the other debt is about $6 million. So all told, we have about $60 or $70 million more in pressure than we did last year. And we have about $40 million to deal with. So we're dealing with about a $20 or $30 million challenge at this point in time. And that's why we're doing what we can, again, to live within our means and to continue to make those investments so that we can grow our way out of it instead of burdening Vermonters any further. Because I believe that that's just the wrong approach to take.
Well, Governor Scott, if I recall, part of the issue with the special session and the length and the debate during the special session was how to deal with that surplus, that the legislature didn't agree with, you know, how you wanted to deal with it. And in the end, you had to let the budget go into effect without your signature. Did you feel cornered at all?
I wouldn't say cornered appropriate, because again, we were able to accomplish every, you know, 90% of what I wanted to do. What I didn't agree with was when you had a surplus. I believe that Vermonters should be given that back in some way. I thought we should invest it in areas that would give us the greatest return. And the legislature wanted to use that money, let's just say about $30 million, $25 million. They wanted to pay on that unfunded liability at the end. We need to make a distinction here because what they did was use that money to make the payment on the other end in 2038. So we are not going to benefit at all from utilizing that money for the payment that was made for the last payment in 2038. What I, again, wanted to do was to target that and to use it as an investment so that we could either give it back to Vermonters because they paid it, the people right now paid it, or use it to invest in areas that give us a high rate of return so that we could, you know, as this obligation, this payment increases, that we could take care of it. So it wasn't like setting aside to make our payment for this year. It was making a payment in 2038 that was actually accomplished, and I just didn't agree with that.
On tomorrow's Midday Magazine, Governor Phil Scott will discuss his expectations for his second term and working with the democratically controlled legislature in 2019. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.